Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Linda. And this is Tabitha. And we are here with you tonight. And
Hello.
This is Soul in the City. Say hi, Tab.
Hello, everyone. How you doing? Hope everybody's doing great.
Yes. And this is, we're doing a burning bowl ceremony this evening. And before we even get started, let's just take a deep breath. Because, you know, if you've been like me, I've been to church, I've come home, I went to the grocery store, could, you know, helped do some things around the house, and I've been going, and now the radio program. So let's take a moment to just quiet ourselves. Let's breathe in deeply. And breathe it out. Breathing in deeply from your diaphragm. And breathe it out. We want you tonight to get in a comfortable chair, a place where you can be alone with God. You know, there's a scripture says, you know, come into the Lord and basically, I'm paraphrasing, to shut the world out. Come into your prayer closet today. Shut the world out. And sometimes that's a matter of just shutting out the world and going into yourself. So we are asking you to do that, to spend this time quietly with God, whether you have to go in your bedroom and be alone and shut the door. This is time that we are dedicating between you and God, and we're releasing a lot of old habits that are no longer serving us, that are no longer helping us and not pushing us forward, and we're letting those go, and we're taking in the good that God has for us. And by taking that in, I'm saying that we're opening up our mind to receive all the good that God has for us. You know, God wants, first of all, he's a good God, and sometimes I think we portray him as this God up in the sky that is waiting to get us for every act that we do. But he's a good, loving, kind, forgiving God, and we need to inherit and have those qualities. And as, you know, even as we're breathing in, sometimes just breathe in and hold that. Breathe in all the goodness that God has for you and release out everything that I say no longer serves you. It's not helping you. It's old baggage, old garbage. We need to let it go. And we are doing this symbolically, meaning that, you know, we call it the burning bowl ceremony, but we do want, first of all, you to be safe, so don't burn your house down or anything like that. But if you I have a small bowl, I have a candle, and I have some water around the bowl. Symbolically, if you don't feel safe with burning up the pieces of paper, don't do that. Put them in the bowl, and when we're done with it, throw it away. If you are in a safe place, if you want to go outside or whatever, it's kind of raining where I am, so we're not going outside. But basically, make sure that you're doing it in a safe way so that there would not be any danger to you or anyone else. So just want to say that. Now let's breathe in again. And release that and breathe out. And just say, Lord, we just thank you. We take in all of your goodness, all of your mercy, and all of your grace. And with that, let me tell you what the burning bowl is about. The burning bowl is basically a releasing ceremony. It can be really done at any time, at the completion of a year, during a prenuptial party. It's basically simply you write down what you want to release and you burn it. That piece of paper. Very simple. But think about it for a moment. As you travel through life day after day, sooner or later you get to do something that you wish you hadn't done. You say something you wish you hadn't said. You develop a habit that is annoying or a grudge, or you hurt someone or yourself. These are the things that we're going to release today. You know, granted, writing something down and burning it up on a piece of paper physically is not really a whole lot, but symbolically, if you take it and then apply it to your everyday life, that you've released this. You've let it go. And we're going to ask the Holy Spirit, even at this moment as I speak, that Holy Spirit will bring to your remembrance every time you try to pick that thing back up. We are symbolically and physically letting that go. In order to write something down in this paper, you really have to think about it. What are you releasing? What no longer serves you or someone else? What bugs you about yourself? Stop and think about it, and we're going to have some time during this program where we're going to give you 3 or 4 minutes to write these things down. And right now as I speak, I ask the Holy Spirit to touch every person that is listening to this program, that you would bring to their remembrance, you would bring up in their mind what it is that is no longer serving them. You know, it's just like taking out the garbage. When you take out the garbage in your house, we're doing that symbolically and physically, but it's a spiritual thing that we're doing. You know, if you leave the garbage in and you don't take it out, your house will smell. There will be signs and symptoms all around the house that you haven't taken out the garbage in a long time. So that's what we're doing today. We are literally taking out the garbage that has been holding us back, and we're releasing it. We're burning the trash today. You know, so take the time when we give you those few minutes. And if you need more minutes, even when we come back on the program or at the end of this program, you can complete this ceremony. Remember, this is a symbolic ceremony that you and God are taking on. And if you need more time to release some things, certainly you do that. And this, what this does is first, it's allowing us to be calm, to be still, to evaluate ourselves, and to release those things that are not, as I say, serving us. We want you to be safe. So watch your fingers and your sleeves and all of that when you, if you actually burn the paper. You know, just be careful, and that's all we're going to say about that. You know, like I said, I have a wet towel with some water in a bowl here, so make sure that you're, you know, you don't have it by anything. We just really are cautioning you to be safe with that. You know, burning this paper is not going to make us richer, taller, thinner. It's not going to do any of those. But remember, this is a symbolic act, meaning that we're doing this act, but we're taking it to before God. And we know that because we are coming with a sincere and a clean heart, wanting to get rid of these quality states, whatever it is, that he sees it, he hears it, and he knows that we are releasing it. Finally, at the end of the ceremony, we're going to pray some, you know, brighter music. We're going to end with some positive affirmations at the end of this program, because we want to celebrate and be thankful for God that after we've released these qualities, they are gone. You know, put it in your mind, yes, that they're gone. Make sure that you don't pick these qualities back up that you've released. And let's celebrate by having a few minutes just to praise God, just to say thank you, Father, for taking that away from me, be it a person, place, thing, or whatever, emotion. At the end of this program, know, be still and know that God is taking these things from us. He's cleansing us. He's purifying us all through this program. And at the end of the program, all these negative qualities, states of mind, lies that we've told ourselves or others about ourselves, they will be gone. Now, I'm putting some things in the bowl. And I haven't started the actual burning, but I'm just wondering, it was some people that wrote in that wanted some things to be released, and they wrote in and asked these things, and plus some of the things are mine that I'm going to verbally state, and, you know, pretty much what I got, that they were okay with me saying it. I'm only saying somebody's first name. Some things some people wrote in were very private, and I just want you to know that prayerfully we place those qualities, those states of mind in the bowl, silently agreeing with you. And basically this is a ceremony of agreement with you that God has taken these things away from you. We come in total agreement with everybody that at the sound of my voice and God hearing us, Father, we know that you hear us and you are releasing and taking these things away from us. So Joni, she basically, hers is very positive that she wants to give her will over to the will of God. Martha, unforgiveness of a friend. Dottie, anger. Matt, unforgiveness and going his own way. Linda, which is me, the lies that I tell myself and others, and by that I mean, you know, the lies that I'm to this, I can't do this, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I'm giving those lies that over and putting those things away. Judy, my need to control. Susan, bossiness. Thomas, anger and bitterness. Bertha, worry and strife. Bobby, the need to be right. And, you know, and as I read some of those are some of the qualities, too, that I also come in agreement that I have some of these qualities, too, that I want to give away. Unforgiveness, jealousy, and a lot of other things that I'm putting in the bowl that I no longer want these qualities of myself. And I ask the Lord to purify me and take these qualities away from me. So these are things that we are releasing and putting in the bowl. And I'm going to kind of turn it over to Tabitha for a little while to read some things. Tab, you
okay.
can go right on.
All right. For me, I'm going to release procrastination, negativity, out with the old, in with the new. You know, there's a lot of things, you know, I'm going to give you some time to go and get your paper so you can jot down some things. And you can, you know, forgiveness yourself. Let all negativity go. There's several things that you can think about and you can write down. And while you're doing that, first I'm going to start off with a prayer, and then I'm going to read some poems. But right now we're going to pray, and then I'll give you a few minutes to get all the things that you need to get to start this burning bowl ceremony. Let us pray. Dear God, we come to you as humble as we know how. Teach us to forgive ourselves so that our heart will open to forgive others. Free me from all forms of guilt, self-doubt, anger, and fear so that I will know the true meaning of trust. Father God, remind me of the good I am and the good I have and the good I deserve. Let the good be to filter through which I see the world and all other people. Open my mind, dear God, and so that I thought was wrong can be transformed into wisdom and prayer. Teach me, God. Heal me. Remind me that all I am and all that I have and all I have seen and heard, known, are blessings of your love. And today I rest in thee, and so it is.
And so it is. Amen.
And so it is. Yes, amen. I'm going to read a poem for you. It's called Forgiveness. Forgiveness is anyone can hold a grudge, but it takes a person with character to forgive. When you forgive, you release yourself from a painful burden. Forgiveness doesn't mean what happened was okay, and it doesn't mean that the person should still be welcome in your life. It just means you have made peace with the pain and are ready to let it go. By Do Zamanta. I thought that was really good. Because sometimes you think when you forgive people, you have to continue to be in their life. And it doesn't mean that they're welcome. You know, you don't have to have them still in your personal circle. You know, you can love people from a distance. You really can, you know. And it was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful poem. Yana Vincent, she has a lot of quotes and things, and I'm going to read a couple of things from her today. And at this time, if you'd like, you can go and get everything you need before we get started. And once we get started, I'll turn it back over to Linda. So that way you'll know that it's getting ready time for the ceremony. There are times when things must get worse before they get better. 2014 is one of those times. Sometimes it is not until the muck and mire are so deep, so thick that we realize there has got to be a change. 2014 is that time, a healing time. When we have been creative and crafty about finding quick fixes to long-standing problems. We become adept and willing to put up with things that we should have let go a long time ago. 2014 will not be a time of quick fixes. It is a time we are being called to recognize and acknowledge that there is a deeper problem, bigger issue that must be addressed. 2014 is the time that is calling us to move away from quick fixes and move into the path of healing. 2014 is a year when dreams can be realized and success can be found if you focus on what is true and important then. Focus on work required within yourself to bring about change, growth, and healing. Healing is not at all like fixing. Fixing is about doing whatever you can to cover up, disguise, and avoid the problem or issue. It is an attempt to deal with the problem that will probably work temporarily. Amen to that one. Healing only, on the other hand, cuts to the core, goes to the bone as the way to eliminate the cause of the problem permanently. Band-aid fix. They come in a variety of sizes, shapes, and colors that will cover up the problem. The hurt or the wound, a Band-Aid will keep a boo-boo clean and out of sight. Stitches will also fix, close up the problem, and make it bearable. If, however, there is an infection under the stitches, the wound must be opened, the infection cleaned out, and the cause of the infection treated. Healing is about getting to the root and the core of the problem in order to eliminate the infection. For this reason, healing can be a great deal more painful than fixing, but think of it this way. Once there is a healing, the problem goes away for good.
Yes,
2014
yes.
is a healing year, a time to get to the root cause in order to heal your mind, heart, and spirit. It is a time to explore within yourself and tell the absolute radical truth about what you see, feel, and discover. 2014 is a year of introspection and tying up the loose ends that have been nipping and gnawing on your ability to experience and express peace, joy, and unconditional acceptance of yourself and everyone else. 2014 is the year to clean up and clear out everyone aspect of your mind, your heart, and your life. Key words for this year are think, seek, focus, and live in truth. 2014 is time to heal. Yes, it is. It is time to heal. Now I'm going to give you 3 or 4 minutes to just write down everything that you need to write down and get, and be sure you have everything that you need. And during this time, we're going to play a little soft music until then I'll turn it back over to Linda and we can start this ceremony.
Okay, well, I'm going to play Fred Hammond, I'll Find a Way. And actually, Fred Hammond lasts about 4 minutes, and so when Tabitha comes in, we will end it or we can wait to the end of the song. But this is your time to reflect, to think, what about what qualities, write them down, that you want to give up. And this is Fred Hammond, and I'll Find a Way. Let's be still and know that God will help us find a way.
I've lost some time. Now it feels like I will lose my mind. Journey long and lost my way. And now it feels like I've lost his life. Searching here and now. I will find a way to I used to know. Somehow I have misplaced, searching here and now.
To love you, Lord. I am going to turn it back over to Tabitha.
Okay. All right. That was giving you a little time to get everything together, and we're all going to do this. I'm going to take it step by step, and the next step is to you're going to write down everything. I hope you all were writing down as we were playing the song. Okay, we're writing some things down. I have my things down. You have your things down, Linda?
I have my things down. I have them. As a matter of fact, I'm tearing up the piece of paper now, and I'm making the strips. I haven't actually put it in the bowl yet, but I'm making the strips here to put those in the bowl, and we ask that you do the same. You know, we're going to take another deep breath because we want to be centered about this, because not only we're not just saying this or doing this and then we're letting it go and going back to the same thing tomorrow. We want this to be a place where you're with a repentant heart. And repent means to turn away from, to go, to put your back to that, you know, put your back to whatever it is you're symbolizing and putting in this burning bowl. So right now, I'm tearing up my paper, and I hope you all will. And we start with another prayer. This is a day that we're praying and releasing. Father God, we come together in agreement with our brothers and sisters on the radio. We're putting the symbolizing those things in it. Right now, put it in your bowl, da-da-da. Put it in your bowl. Lord, we're symbolizing those things that we want to let go, that are not serving us, that are holding us back from being all that we can be in you. You know, I'm letting go, and as of some other people, we're letting go of the need to control. We ask that the Holy Spirit guide and lead us. We're giving our will to you, Lord. We're giving unforgiveness. If there are people out there that are holding unforgiveness in their hearts, Lord, we're releasing that. We're burning that up. We're letting that go. Negativity, negative self-talk, if you're beating yourself up every day, that is not what the Lord has for you, and we're putting that in the bowl, and we're burning it up. Lord, we just thank you as we all come into agreement for all these qualities. Lord, we're putting people in the bowl. Not that we're burning up,
yes,
but are we attached to some people that are not ours to be attached to anymore? Lord, we be releasing them, and we're putting them in the bowl. We wish them well. We wish them peace and happiness, but they cannot no longer go on the journey that we're going on in our lives, Lord. We're asking forgiveness and releasing. Are we holding grudges about something, someone, some strife, you know, contention? We're releasing that in the burning bowl and letting that stuff go, you know? You know, the need to eat wrong foods. I know that may sound simple, but we're putting that in the bowl. You know, all these negative qualities and stuff, this negative stuff clogs up the body. It affects our physical body and our mind and our spirit. And, Father God, we're releasing that junk. We're burning it up. We're letting it go. We're leaving it behind, and we are moving forward. So thank you, Father God, that you've taken these things away. We're going to give you another few minutes with another song just to take some quiet time to reflect and to release what it is you put in the bowl. We're going to do Imagine Me by Kirk Franklin. Imagine you successful because you've released that stuff.
That's right.
Thank you. honest with you. Insecurities, acceptance, and even self-esteem. You never felt good enough. You never felt pretty enough. But imagine God whispering in your ear, letting you know that everything that has happened is now.
Did you catch what he said? It's gone. Gone. It's all gone. Do you see? Imagine yourself free from everything you put in the bowl. It's been clean. We've come in agreement. We brought it before the Lord, and it is gone. Gone. It's all gone. Tabitha, you have anything else, darling?
Yes. I want to give everybody an applaud. Congratulations.
Yes.
Let it all go.
We let some stuff go, girl. We let some people go. We let some things go. We let some emotions go.
Yes.
And it's gone.
Yes. Yes. Accept the good. Love yourself. You know, may you be blessed with all good things, you know, God has to give you. And, you know, it is your birthright to be blessed. It is.
I love that. Say that again. It is your
it's your birthright.
Say that again, girl. It's your birthright
it
to be blessed.
It is your birthright to be blessed. It is. And I feel so much better. You know, I had a lot of stress and tension and a lot of things on me today. And by me being able to release all this stuff in this bowl has been a true blessing for me. And so I need to applaud for that again.
I want to thank you. I'm applauding, too, because you know what? I feel better, too, and I know that, you know, it's just a symbolic thing, but sometimes, you know, the Lord used a lot of symbolism in a lot of things, and sometimes you got to symbolically release some things and then move past them, you know?
Yes, yes, you do. You really do, and I hope you all have enjoyed the ceremony and use this and pick this up and start doing this yourselves. You know, we love to teach and empower you to be better and to strive for excellence. And this has been a true joy for me today because I had to release some things. You know, when you keep it in, it makes you sick, whether you realize it or believe it or not. You know, a lot of people, your hypertension, your all types of things that happen, illnesses that come in. It manifests inside of you when you hold things in. So start releasing the stuff. If you want to release some stuff once a month, do that. Do that. Release it so you can get to be what you want to be and what you strive to be. And like I said, it's your birthright to be blessed. And don't let anyone tell you any different.
It is. It is. And I am so grateful. I think that, you know, I think I read in the beginning of the program or said in the beginning of the program that this is not something – you know, I do it symbolically once a year, and I did it last year on the radio program, bringing it forward, and I will be doing this every year on the program. I think sometimes we bottle up a lot of stuff and just symbolically saying I'm releasing that and moving on with the new year, but you can do it at the beginning of the month when you think about it or whenever it can be done. But, you know, sometimes you can just do it in prayer. We can go to the Lord in prayer and release some things. So I don't want to take that away, but sometimes it just helps to do something symbolically that you see. It's not for, you know, God already knows that he can take that away from you.
Yes, he
but it's
does.
Something that you see visually that you totally have released that and you're going on. And it's just a reminder to go on and go forward and let this stuff go. Thank God it's gone. I love Kirk Franklin's song,
yes.
That it's gone, it's all gone. Well, this is the end of the program. We are so I'm excited, and I really feel like I let some stuff go, just like, hey, I weighed that advice. Now I'm turning, moving forward in another direction, forward with the Lord. It's all gone, baby.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
We're going to end the program with some affirmations and a little soft music, and I call it soaking music. So we're going to start some of that, and I'm going to read these affirmations. All right, here we go with the affirmations. And again, they are from Iyanla Van Zandt's Stimumail. We will be probably talking about forgiveness a couple of times during the month because this is a month to me to really practice that principle of forgiving people, because you get stuck and stagnant when you cannot forgive. And sometimes forgiveness begins with your own self. Have you forgiven yourself of some things? We let it go. Make sure you don't pick that stuff up and that you've forgiven yourself for some things. Okay. This is going to be another quiet time, so we're going to take another deep breath. We're going to let the music play softly, and we are going to affirm these things that I'm bringing forth in our spirit. We're affirming it. We're saying, yes, Lord, this is it. This is what I am. You're reminding yourself, affirming in your spirit what it is we're doing. Okay, the first affirmation, before we even begin, let's take another deep breath. Breathe in. Hold it. Hold it in your mind, your body, that we're affirming the goodness that God has for us, and we released everything that was no longer serving us. Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you, God. I just want to take a moment, and you might want to take your moment to thank God. We thank you, Father, that you've allowed us, you've helped us, you brought us to a point where we could release some things, some people, some places, some thoughts, some beliefs. Father God, we just thank you. I am so grateful that you've given us this moment to release, to let go, to restore, and to restore. Replenish our minds, our bodies, and our spirits. And now, Lord, we're taking it to another level as you take us to another level to affirm in our spirits what it is that is good. So the first affirmation for today, as we listen to this quiet music and we settle our spirit down, every thought that enters my mind, every choice or decision I take in today, that it is filled with the light and the glory of God. It is filled with love and the power of truth of the Holy Spirit. I am blessed. Breathe in and say, so it is. So it is. We are affirming that in our spirit. The power and the energy of all things prosperous and abundant now fills my being and surges through every aspect of my being and life. I receive it. Breathe in. Receive and hold that. Release it. And say in your spirit, so it is. The next affirmation, as I step into the truth of all that I am, my life is joy-filled, peaceful. It's a journey of truth, of love and harmony. It feels good to be good to me today in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Breathe in. Accept that, hold it, and release that, and say, so it is, and so it is.
So it is.
Love is my temple today. Love is my inner sanctuary today. Love is breathing me, beating in my heart, surging through my veins, feeding every cell in my body. Love is what I am. I receive that, and we'll breathe in and say, so it is at the last of these. The next one is, there's a blessing in every breath I take. I know God is with me, in me, living through me, and I am blessed beyond measure. Consciously, I live in the ever-present spirit of truth, knowing all that I need to be, to do, and know is revealed to me with grace. Powerful thoughts of radiant health and wholeness renew my mind and my body today and every day. Today, with grace and ease, I awaken to the true identity as a beloved child of the benevolent, loving God. I inherit all that is good for me today. My increasing awareness of love and gratitude opens my heart and multiplies my good. My life is a witness to the goodness and glory of a real and living God. Good and good and even better good is revealed in my life at this moment. I stand in the resurrecting power of the goodness of a good God that now lifts me above all restrictions and limitations. Woo! Thank you, God. I am surrounded by the audacious good of a merciful God. God's goodness pours into and through me now, at this very moment, and forevermore. One thought at a time, one step at a time, the indwelling Holy Spirit of good guides my every choice, and I am blessed abundantly, beyond measure, beyond anything that I could think or hope for. He allows that good to be a part of my spirit. Take a deep breath. Receive all that, affirm that in your spirit that we've heard. We receive it, Lord. We thank you for it. And so it is in our spirit.
So it is.
We are so glad that you were with us today. We hope that a word was spoken, a thought or a deed or action was done that brought you to a higher level and a higher dimension on who God is and how he's willing to restore, replenish, just give you more than abundantly you could think or ask. He is able to do that, and that you released a lot of old stuff, and you know that he's restoring you to your rightful place in him. Well, Tabitha, do you have any last thoughts?
I just pray that this is the best year for everyone. You have my blessings
yes.
and prayers for everyone that's listening to the words of my mouth. And until next time, you all take care, and God bless you all.
God bless you. This is Soul in the City, and we are out. Have a great day. Have a happy new year. It's going to be a better year for all of us. Be blessed.